Greetings, family, and welcome to today's Bible College Podcast. Let's go ahead and open it up with a moment of silence, followed by the Lord's Prayer. And then we'll be taking our communion, and we'll get right into our lecture for today, for the 13th of April. Thank you again. I pray that you're in good spirits, and please continue to pray for those ones that are lost. The hardest ones to be won are the greatest attributes for the Lord's work. In other words, let's keep praying for those knuckleheads out there, thanking God for their lives just the way they are, so the Father can administrate His medicine in whatever's happening around there. He's the only one that can do it and help them. So don't let your heart be worried. He wants our hearts to be happy and joyful, and we do it by thank you, God, for so-and-so. They're out there running amok. Please care for them and take care of them like you would. Put your hands around them and hold those people that are lost, and we care for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Somewhat in that format, but basically saying, I thank you, God, for their lives just the way it is. Whatever is happening, that's faith. That's turning it over. And that is scriptural, folks. Amen. So it won't be a burden in our hearts, heavily. Thank you. Thank you. Someone needed to hear that. Let's go ahead and pray the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now please get your elements ready and let's go ahead and take communion. We can take communion for those lost souls we talked about on their behalf. Okay. Let's think about them, and please go get your juice and your communion ready. We're going to raise them up to the heavens, into the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the people, Lord, that we know that are out there running amok. Lord, we just thank you on their behalf. We like to take communion for them, Lord, that they may know the power of the resurrection, that they may know the love of you, Father. Touch their lives. Lord, we just place them into your hands, and we lift this bread, which is the bread of the body of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for giving us manna from heaven and giving them manna from heaven. Thank you for giving them, Lord God, your presence, Lord, your establishment. Hallelujah, that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. Thank you, Jesus, for these people. We just place them into your hands, Jesus, Lord. And we, on their behalf, we take communion. And we thank you, Jesus, for your body that you died for them on the cross, Lord, to restore their minds, their souls, Lord God, and their ways, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you sanctify them wholly, holy, holy, holy. Thank you. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread in behalf of the people that are out there, please. The bread of life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We place them into your hands, Lord. Amen. Then Jesus took the cup and said, drink this. This is my blood shed for you. Do this and for the remission of sins. Lord, we just thank you, and we take this blood in behalf of them, Lord, behalf of the lost souls, in Jesus' name. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy is He. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy is the Lord God in the heavens. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We place those souls into your hands, Jesus. that you may fix them, Jesus, and that it will never be a problem again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. All right, our lecture for today, for the 13th of April, our scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:5, which says, so all these articles I read to you are from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and they're KCM. We can find them online. The book is called From Faith to Faith, Daily Devotional. Leaving the pain behind. 1 Corinthians 13:5 from the Amplified Bible says, love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. 1 Corinthians 13:5. Have you ever tried to forgive someone and found you simply couldn't do it? You cried about it and prayed about it and asked God to help you, but those old feelings of resentment just failed to go away. Put an end to those kind of failures in the future by basing your forgiveness on faith rather than feelings. True forgiveness doesn't have anything at all to do with how you feel. It's an act of the will. It is based on obedience to God and on faith in Him. That means once you've forgiven a person, you need to consider them permanently forgiven. When old feelings rise up within you and Satan tries to convince you that you haven't really forgiven them, resist him and say, no, I already forgiven that person by faith. I refuse to dwell on those old feelings. Then according to 1 John 1:9, believe that you receive forgiveness and cleansing from the sin of unforgiveness and from all unrighteousness associated with it, including any remembrance of having been wrong. Have you ever heard anyone say, I may forgive, but I'll never forget? That's a second-rate kind of forgiveness that you, as a believer, are never supposed to settle for. You're to forgive supernaturally, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:23. You're to forgive as God forgives, to release that person from guilt permanently and unconditionally, and to operate as if nothing bad ever happens between you. You're to purposely forget as well as forgive. As you do that, something supernatural will happen within you. The pain once caused by that incident will disappear. The power of God will wash away the effects of it, and you'll be able to leave it behind you once and for all. Don't become an emotional bookkeeper. Keep careful accounts of the wrongs you have suffered. Learn to forgive and forget. It will open a whole new world of blessings for you. Amen. Now let's go to reading for Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 37. Again, Luke 6:27 to 37. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks, and when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them do to you. If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For he is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Now, the Recovery Bible has an article here, and it says, forgiveness. As we set out to mend relationship, there may be some things that are beyond our control. Some people may refuse to be reconciled, even when we do our best to make amends. This may leave us feeling like victims. Once again, we are stuck with the pain of unresolved issues. We may be left with negative feelings that continue to surface. What can we do to gain control in these situations? Jesus said, "But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great. And you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For he is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked." We no longer need to be controlled by other people's disposition and actions. Even when we have done our best to make amends for the wrong we have done, the situation may not change. And even when we have come to terms with the wrongs that have been done against us, our feelings may not change. But we don't have to be held captive by our feelings or the feelings of others. We can choose to forgive and act in loving ways. This will free us from being controlled by anyone other than God. As we choose to forgive others and do good, our feelings will change with time. Amen. So, in page 552, again, of the AA Big Book, Alcoholic Anonymous, it says to pray for the person for 14 consecutive days. Now, I done that, and it definitely worked. By the ninth day that I got on my knees and I prayed for the person, I followed the instructions, I prayed for their prosperity, their health, and their happiness, and I prayed around them because I was so pissed at that one truck driver. I was a truck driver too, and we were bumping heads in the yard, moving trailers around. That as I prayed for him, I had to pray around him, the corners of his life, you know, like his people, his employer, even his enemies' enemies. And it worked. By the ninth day, I saw a flash come from the east and go to the west right into the truck yard. And I saw how God loved that kid. It was kind of like a light that shone. It was a... And once I approached them, it was like water. There was nothing there. It was like water spilling the ground. And he had the biggest smile. I had the biggest smile as two children. That prayer worked. I never thought about it again. The offense never came up. So that's what I do with old prayers. I thank God it happened. I thank God I'm in the position I have to pray for them. And again, I forgive them. And I, when I meet them again, I don't even think of it. Sometimes I even forget what it was. That's the true essence, and we have to work at it. And we got to be thankful that we got to work for it. We got to be thankful that we have a disagreement. We got to be thankful that we have the feelings hurt and all that baloney. So let's just thank them that they took something from us, because it says that the reward will be great from heaven, not in heaven, from heaven. You know, a lot of the translators take away the impact of our rewards here. They're just too hard to believe. But I'm receiving the rewards. I thank you for my offenses. You hit me, I praise and thank God. God will reward me for acting properly over and over again. Amen. Even the book of Proverbs says, when you disregard an offense, it turns into honor. Now, tell me, only a mighty, powerful, good, wise God can do something like that. Amen. All right, let's do something I haven't done in a while. Let's go ahead and read the Psalms for a full meal for today. All right, let's go ahead and start with Psalm 23. I just happened to turn into it. And by the way, that's a good one to pray for the lost people, for the people of resentment. Let's say, for instance, I'm praying for a daughter of mine, Melissa. Just say that name, okay? The Lord is Melissa's shepherd. She has all that she needs. He lets her rest in green meadows. He leads her beside the peaceful streams. He renews her strength. He guides her along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even though she walks through the darkest valley, she will not be afraid, for you are close beside her. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort her. You prepare a feast for her in the presence of her enemies. You honor her by anointing her head with oil. Her cup overflows with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue Melissa all the days of her life, and she will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I deal with 12-step work people, and this was a person that was coming to our meetings, and all of a sudden is out there drinking and being in danger. So that's the way we do it, folks. Just the way we do it. We take communion for them, and we bless them with the word of God, and we say joyful and not sorrowful. All right, let's go ahead and read Psalm 25. It says, O Lord, I give my life to you. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellion sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love. For you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hated me. Protect me. Rescue my life from them. Do not let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. Oh God, ransom Israel from all his troubles. Amen. Yes, Lord, we pray that you ransom Israel from all their troubles. Amen. All right, let's go get a couple of more psalms here that will lighten our day. Praise God. Psalm 33 says, Let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. Praise the Lord with the melodies in the lyre. Make music for him on the 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song of praise to him. Play skillfully on the harp and sing with joy, for the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. He assigned the sea its boundaries and locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of him. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. What joy for the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as his inheritance. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race. From his throne he observes all who live on the earth. He made their hearts, so he understands everything they do. The best equipped army cannot save a king, nor is great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory, for all its strength it cannot save you. But the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. Greetings, family. Welcome to today's Bible College Podcast. Let's go ahead and open it up with a moment of silence followed by the Lord's Prayer. And then we'll be taking our communion and we'll get right into our lecture for today for the 13th of April. Thank you again. I pray that you're in good spirits and please continue to pray for those ones that are lost. The hardest ones to be won are the greatest attributes for the Lord's work. In other words, let's keep praying for those knuckleheads out there, thanking God for their lives just the way they are, so the Father can administrate his medicine with whatever's happening around there. He's the only one that can do it and help them. So don't let your heart be worried. He wants our hearts to be happy and joyful, and we do it by thank you, God, for so-and-so. They're out there running amok. Please care for them and take care of them like you would. Put your hands around them and hold those people that are lost, and we care for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Somewhat in that format, but basically saying, I thank you, God, for their lives just the way it is. Whatever is happening, that's faith. That's turning it over. And that is scriptural, folks. Amen. So it won't be a burden in our hearts, heavily. Thank you. Thank you. Someone needed to hear that. Let's go ahead and pray the Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now please get your elements ready and let's go ahead and take communion. We can take communion for those lost souls we talked about on their behalf. Okay. Let's think about them, and please go get your juice and your communion ready. We're going to raise them up to the heavens into the kingdom of God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God, for the people, Lord, that we know that are out there running amok. Lord, we just thank you on their behalf. We like to take communion for them, Lord, that they may know the power of the resurrection, that they may know the love of you, Father. Touch their lives, Lord. We just place them into your hands, and we lift this bread, which is the bread of the body of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for giving us manna from heaven and giving them manna from heaven. Thank you for giving them, Lord God, your presence, Lord, your establishment. Hallelujah, that you are Lord of lords and King of kings. Thank you, Jesus, for these people. We just place them into your hands, Jesus, Lord. And we, on their behalf, we take communion. And we thank you, Jesus, for your body that you died for them on the cross, Lord, to restore their minds, their souls, Lord God, and their ways, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you sanctify them holy, 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 holy. Thank you. Let's go ahead and partake of the bread in behalf of the people that are out there, please. The bread of life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We place them into your hands, Lord. Amen. Then Jesus took the cup and said, "Drink this. This is my blood shed for you. Do this and for the remission of sins." Lord, we just thank you, and we take this blood in behalf of them, Lord. On behalf of the lost souls, in Jesus' name. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Holy, holy is he. Hallelujah. 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 Holy is the Lord God in the heavens. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We place those souls into your hands, Jesus, that you may fix them, Jesus, and that it will never be a problem again. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Amen. All right. Our lecture for today, for the 13th of April, our scripture is 1 Corinthians 13:5, which says, "So all these articles I read to you are from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and they're KCM. You can find them online. The book is called From Faith to Faith, Daily Devotional. Leaving the pain behind. 1 Corinthians 13:5 from the Amplified Bible says, "Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong." 1 Corinthians 13:5. Have you ever tried to forgive someone and found you simply couldn't do it? You cried about it and prayed about it and asked God to help you, but those old feelings of resentment just failed to go away. Put an end to those kind of failures in the future by basing your forgiveness on faith rather than feelings. True forgiveness doesn't have anything at all to do with how you feel. It's an act of the will. It is based on obedience to God and on faith in Him. That means once you've forgiven a person, you need to consider them permanently forgiven. When old feelings rise up within you and Satan tries to convince you that you haven't really forgiven them, resist him and say, "No, I already forgiven that person by faith. I refuse to dwell on those old feelings." Then, according to 1 John 1:9, believe that you receive forgiveness and cleansing from the sin of unforgiveness and from all unrighteousness associated with it, including any remembrance of having been wrong. Have you ever heard anyone say, "I may forgive, but I'll never forget"? That's a second-rate kind of forgiveness that you, as a believer, are never supposed to settle for. You're to forgive supernaturally, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. Ephesians 4:23. You're to forgive as God forgives, to release that person from guilt permanently and unconditionally, and to operate as if nothing bad ever happens between you. You're to purposely forget as well as forgive. As you do that, something supernatural will happen within you. The pain once caused by that incident will disappear. The power of God will wash away the effects of it, and you'll be able to leave it behind you once and for all. Don't become an emotional bookkeeper. Keep careful accounts of the wrongs you have suffered. Learn to forgive. Learn to forgive and forget. It will open a whole new world of blessings for you. Amen. Now let's go to reading for Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 37. Again, Luke 6, 27 to 37. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who hurt you. If someone slaps you on one cheek, offer the other cheek also. If someone demands your coat, offer your shirt also. Give to anyone who asks, and when things are taken away from you, don't try to get them back. Do to others as you would like them do to you. If you love only those who love you, why should you get credit for that? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good only to those who do good to you, why should you get credit? Even sinners do that much. And if you lend money only to those who can repay you, why should you get credit? Even sinners will lend to other sinners for a full return. Love your enemies, do good to them, lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great, and you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. You must be compassionate as your Father is compassionate. Do not judge others, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn others, or it will all come back against you. Forgive others, and you will be forgiven. Now, the Recovery Bible has an article here, and it says, forgiveness. As we set out to mend relationship, there may be some things that are beyond our control. Some people may refuse to be reconciled, even when we do our best to make amends. This may leave us feeling like victims. Once again, we are stuck with the pain of unresolved issues. We may be left with negative feelings that continue to surface. What can we do to gain control in these situations? Jesus said, but to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who hurt you. Love your enemies. Do good to them. Lend to them without expecting to be repaid. Then your reward from heaven will be very great. And you will truly be acting as children of the Most High. For He is kind to those who are unthankful and wicked. We no longer need to be controlled by other people's disposition and actions. Even when we have done our best to make amends for the wrong we have done, the situation may not change. And even when we have come to terms with the wrongs that have been done against us, our feelings may not change. But we don't have to be held captive by our feelings or the feelings of others. We can choose to forgive and act in loving ways. This will free us from being controlled by anyone other than God. As we choose to forgive others and do good, our feelings will change with time. Amen. So, in page 552, again, of the AA Big Book, Alcoholic Anonymous, it says to pray for the person for 14 consecutive days. Now, I done that, and it definitely worked. By the ninth day that I got on my knees and I prayed for the person, I followed the instructions and prayed for their prosperity, their health, and their happiness. And I prayed around them because I was so pissed at that one truck driver. I was a truck driver too, and we were bumping heads in the yard, moving trailers around. That as I prayed for him, I had to pray around him, the corners of his life, you know, like his people, his employer, even his enemies' enemies. And it worked. By the ninth day, I saw a flash come from the east and go to the west right into the truck yard. And I saw how God loved that kid. It was kind of like a light that shone. It was a... And once I approached him, it was like water. There was nothing there. It was like water spilling the ground. And he had the biggest smile. I had the biggest smile as two children. That prayer worked. I never thought about it again. The offense never came up. So that's what I do with old prayers. I thank God it happened. I thank God I'm in the position I have to pray for them. And again, I forgive them. And when I meet them again, I don't even think of it. Sometimes I even forget what it was. That's the true essence, and we have to work at it. And we got to be thankful that we got to work for it. We got to be thankful that we have a disagreement. We got to be thankful that we have the feelings hurt and all that baloney. So let's just thank them that they took something from us, because it says that the reward will be great from heaven, not in heaven, from heaven. You know, a lot of the translators take away the impact of our rewards here. They're just too hard to believe. But I'm receiving the rewards. I thank you for my offenses. You hit me, I praise and thank God. God will reward me for acting properly over and over again. Amen. Even the book of Proverbs says, when you disregard an offense, it turns into honor. Now, tell me, only a mighty, powerful, good, wise God can do something like that. Amen. All right, let's do something I haven't done in a while. Let's go ahead and read the Psalms for a full meal for today. All right, let's go ahead and start with Psalm 23. I just happened to turn into it. And by the way, that's a good one to pray for the lost people, for the people of resentment. Let's say, for instance, I'm praying for a daughter of mine, Melissa. Just say that name, okay? The Lord is Melissa's shepherd. She has all that she needs. He lets her rest in green meadows. He leads her beside the peaceful streams. He renews her strength. He guides her along the right path, bringing honor to his name. Even though she walks through the darkest valley, she will not be afraid, for you are close beside her. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort her. You prepare a feast for her in the presence of her enemies. You honor her by anointing her head with oil. Her cup overflows with blessings. Surely goodness and unfailing love will pursue Melissa all the days of her life, and she will live in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. I deal with 12-step work people, and this was a person that was coming to our meetings, and all of a sudden is out there drinking and being in danger. So that's the way we do it, folks. Just the way we do it. We take communion for them, and we bless them with the Word of God, and we say joyful and not sorrowful. All right, let's go ahead and read Psalm 25. It says, O Lord, I give my life to you. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellion sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love. For you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity, and their children will inherit the land. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hated me. Protect me. Rescue my life from them. Do not let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. O God, ransom Israel from all his troubles. Amen. Yes, Lord, we pray that you ransom Israel from all their troubles. Amen. All right, let's go get a couple of more psalms here that will lighten our day. Praise God. Psalm 33 says, let the godly sing for joy to the Lord. It is fitting for the pure to praise him. Praise the Lord with the melodies in the lyre. Make music for him on the 10-stringed harp. Sing a new song of praise to him. Play skillfully on the harp and sing with joy. For the word of the Lord holds true, and we can trust everything he does. He loves whatever is just and good. The unfailing love of the Lord fills the earth. The Lord merely spoke, and the heavens were created. He breathed the word, and all the stars were born. He assigned the sea its boundaries and locked the oceans in vast reservoirs. Let the whole world fear the Lord, and let everyone stand in awe of him. For when he spoke, the world began. It appeared at his command. The Lord frustrates the plans of the nations and thwarts all their schemes. But the Lord's plans stand firm forever. His intentions can never be shaken. What joy for the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as his inheritance. The Lord looks down from heaven and sees the whole human race. From his throne he observes all who live on the earth. He made their hearts, so he understands everything they do. The best equipped army cannot save a king, nor is great strength enough to save a warrior. Don't count on your war horse to give you victory, for all its strength it cannot save you. But the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. He rescues them from death and keeps them alive in times of famine. We put our hope in the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone.